Well, now I'm talking to Leo Griffin, renowned bagman with the great Kerry team of years ago and a great GMN. Leo, where exactly? Tell us about your young life and where you were born and how many were in the family.
Well, I had a brother and two sisters. The brother and the sister, they didn't have a sister in England, in Plymouth, in Devon.
Yeah. And tell us about your mum and dad.
The father came from Dixon, the mother came from Kilclan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you visit your sister in England?
I do. I go over there at Christmas. I do, yeah. She's down in Plymouth in Devon.
Yeah. Tell us now about your young life growing up in Tralee.
Yeah, well, I had a good life in Tralee, like, you know.
What were you involved in, Leo?
When I went to the basketball or not.
Yeah. And who were the great basketball players or the great teams of those times?
Well, it was great. The Rebels were there and Pudsey Bears, Killarney.
Yeah.
And
who were the big players?
Well, you had plenty of great players.
Charlie Hanlon.
We say Dom O'Donnell. Yeah. Used to play Derry O'Shea. Shawnee Burrows. Paddy Colligan.
Yeah. They were all, and of course, Dennis Foley was in charge of the basketball.
He was, yeah, Dennis Foley at the time. Charlie Hanlon, another player that comes to mind.
Yeah, Charlie Chang. So come here, what school did you go to, tell us?
I went to the Christian Burrows on Edward Street.
Yeah.
And I went to the technical school after that then.
Yeah. And then when you left school, what did you do?
Well, I went working then when I left school, yeah.
Where did you go working?
Yeah, I went working in O'Callaghan's. It was a boot and leather shop.
Yeah.
I was there, it closed down for 16 years.
Were you? And what were you doing there then, Leo?
Yeah. Well, I used to deliver stuff and I used to make dog collars and sell behind the counter.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, what was your club in Tralee?
John Mitchell's was my club always.
Yeah. Do you remember them winning the 5 in a row?
Well, I do remember that well, I do, yeah.
Talk to us about that.
I remember the best one was the one from the camp from 10 points behind. You might know yourself, to Bates South Kerry.
Yeah. There were 10 points. What are your memories of it? Was that the second half?
Yeah, there were 10 points down, yeah. And when I came up for the back line and scored 2 goals.
Yeah. Yeah. And who else were the other great players with the Mitchells?
Well, you had Tarney and Derry, and Dom O'Donnell, Shawnee Burrows.
Yeah.
John Dalton, Alan Conrad, Laura Muslim, yeah. Harry Bourke.
Yeah. Were they the best club team you ever saw in Kerry, Leo?
Well, I think they would be myself, though, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had great clubs in Killarney that time, Dunedin, Dick Fitzgerald, like.
Yeah, and what about the great Stacks team that Paddy Whacker Moriarty played in and the Mickey Sheehy and all those?
Yeah, they were a good team, they were. And the John Doolan team, were at it.
Yeah.
53, 55, we'd say.
Yeah. And tell us now about getting involved with Kerry. How did you get involved with the Kerry team first day?
Well, the man that was there, as you might know yourself, was the Captain Duggan. He wasn't living far away from me.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I used to be in the Austin Tech Park, the old Austin Tech Park. And he was a friend of mine. And if he couldn't go on the weekend, he used to send me. If he had to go on a Saturday, he'd send me.
Yeah. Now, what was your job exactly, tell us?
Yeah, well, I used to look after the jerseys, mostly, and the football, like, the footballs, like.
Yeah.
And have them ready, like, for the matches, like.
Yeah. And what would you do with them when you'd enter the dressing room?
Well, I'd put them up the table in the dressing room, like. Yeah. I'd take them out of the case, or the bag of the case, be, and put them up in the table.
Yeah. And then when Gaffney Duggan, Lartimer Simden, did he pack it in then and hand over to you, or did he die and suddenly or something?
Yeah, when he died, and I can't think of the name of the year off, I know, but when he died, they gave it to me. Ty Crowley was there at the time.
Yeah.
You remember Ty Crowley yourself?
Of course,
you
know? I do remember Ty. Ty was there. Now, talk to us about what roughly the years you were there with the great Kerry team. Talk to us about those matches and those players and Mick Dwyer.
Well, I was actually at one stage I was picking the ball out when Mick O'Connell was training in the Austin Tech Park, the old Austin Tech Park.
Yeah.
I used to be behind the goals kicking them out to Mick O'Connell.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went to my first All-Ireland, the 59 final against Galway.
Yeah. What's your memories of that?
Yeah, the memories I have is going up in the ghost train.
Yeah.
A great character, as you might know yourself, a Mitchell's man.
Yeah.
Willie Fitzgerald.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. He was with me in the train going up.
Yeah.
And I decided we'd go to the Barry's Hotel, and Ty Crowley was at the door when we landed. I knew it was my first time in Dublin, like, and he brought us in, he gave us all breakfast.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Nice man, Ty Crowley.
Well, he was, yeah.
Yeah.
And at that time, there was no world, and where the players had come out from the dressing room, and I was in dugout with the subs for the 59 final.
You were in the dugout?
Yeah, for the 59 final, yeah.
Yeah. What was it like being in the dugout with the Kerry team?
Well, it was very good, like, to be in the dugout, like, you know.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Now, that was your first All Ireland. How many finals were you involved in, Leo?
Well, I was involved in all the ones with the Wire.
Yeah.
We'd say from 75 onwards, like, to 86.
Yeah. They were great days, and you...
They were great days, like.
Yeah.
You know.
What are the memories going up for the Cup and things?
Well, the memories, it was great. Memories going up for the Cup, like... I taught myself that was the greatest Kerry team that ever played in Croke Park, I thought.
Yeah. And which one of the wins was the best, do you think, Leo?
Well, I suppose the first one, 75, like.
Yeah.
And I suppose the disappointment one was the one against Offaly, like.
Yeah. Were you in the dugout today against Offaly?
I was in the dugout, yeah.
Yeah. And what do you remember about that goal that Seamus Darby scored? And what was the feeling in the dugout?
Well, the feeling was just in the dugout, like. Probably they could have made it a draw, right? In the dying seconds, as you know yourself, they could have made it a draw if they kicked it in to the bomb on the stand in the middle, in the centre, like, he would have got it. Mm-hmm. Probably scored a point, a draw. If Kerry had got a draw right there, there was no doubt they would have won.
They would, yeah.
Like, and I think going back to that final now, Kerry had a settled team, a settled 15, where they, as you know yourself, they wouldn't have to, they never had to bring on a sub, if my memory serves me right. And as you know, we had to make a change for the final. Jimmy Deanan got injured and Killarney broke his leg.
Yeah.
Like the same thing that happened to Kinney for the 5 in a row. Henry Shepton injured. Shouldn't have been playing at all, they should have.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah. You're right. And what was it like being in the dressing room before all those big games with those players? And talk to me about some of the players.
Yeah, they were all tense up, like.
Yeah.
I'd say Paddy Shane would be the most one that would be tense up, like.
Would he?
Like the day he kicked the ball and broke the light in Parky Cave.
Were you there for that?
I was there for that, yeah.
What happened?
Yeah, he just kicked the ball up and it broke, like, the light.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And who'd give the speeches then before the games in the dressing rooms, Leo?
Well, Victor Ware, you usually, like. Mm-hmm. And probably the captain would say a few words.
Yeah. And who were the best players you taught now in those teams? Who was the best one of all of those?
Well, I taught the best one would be Jack O'Shea.
Yeah.
I taught Jack O'Shea now, like. And of course, Pat Spillane, like.
Yeah.
Well, Jack O'Shea would be my man now.
Yeah.
I thought he was the best footballer outside of Mick O'Connell, there is he.
Yeah. When you said outside of Mick O'Connell, was Connell better than him?
Well, they were different style of play, like.
Yeah.
Jack O'Shea could probably take the ups up from O'Connell mightn't.
Yeah. Yeah. But Connell was special. Why was he so special? What had he, Leo?
Well, he had everything, like, you know. He had height and physique and everything, like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what was your last final then?
My last final was after 86.
86. And then, who took over from you then as Bagman?
Vincent Lennon.
Yeah, and he's still there.
He's still there, like.
Yeah.
Well, actually, for I must have better, just as well say it, no. I never retired myself.
Yeah.
And actually, the county board never taught me that they didn't want me. I never retired myself.
Yeah.
Like, I know a lot of fellas said at that time, I should have put it in the paper.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be making a big thing out of it, like, you know. Yeah.
And what happened?
I don't really know myself.
Yeah.
Don't really know myself, no.
And were you very hurt over it?
I was, I had 20 keepers there at the time.
Yeah. Were you very upset for a long time after it?
Well, I was very upset, like, you know.
Yeah.
I was, like, because I never retired myself, like.
Yeah. And what do you do now in your spare time you have, Leo? How do you pass away? You do a lot of travelling, don't you?
I do, yeah. I would have a dog in here, both the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I do a lot of travelling, yeah.
Yeah.
But I do a lot of travelling with my organisation and courses.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was in St. Louis this year, no.
Where?
In St. Louis, Missouri.
Where you are? Yeah.
Yeah. And I was in New Jersey last year.
Yeah.
And Texas the year before that.
Yeah.
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 And we're going to Washington next year.
Yeah. And what happens there when you travel to all those places?
We have celebrations and we have music and everything.
Yeah. You like travelling. You travel on your own. Who's your best friend then?
Well, I have a lot of best friends, you know. Yeah. I meet a lot of the old Kerry footballers,
And how do you think Kerry are going to do next year now in 2013?
Well, my own opinion is he'll have to make a few changes.
Yeah.
Like to bring on a few young fellas,
Yeah.
Which would be doing us that people were there,
Yes.
That's what happened in McDowell. So Mick kept on to the old fellas. They were winning. Yeah. And he never brought on young fellas.
Yeah.
And it took us 10 years to win in All-Ireland.
Yeah. What do you think of Mickey Sheehy?
Oh, Mickey is a good footballer.
Yeah.
He was. I mean, and I think that day, the day of the five in a row, he was just passed the ball and he took the penalty.
Yeah.
And I think the goalkeeper was out of goals and he put a penalty. It should have been taken again.
Yeah. What was the best game of football you ever saw, Leo?
Well, it was the 77 semi-final against Dublin.
Was it, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you've seen a lot of Munster finals and everything?
I have, yeah. I thought the 77 went over, you know.
And who was the best Cork player you ever saw?
Well, there was a lot of them, I couldn't mention them, but there was a lot of them, you know.
Yeah. What age, you know, Leo?
I've gone 72.
Yeah. Gee, because you don't look it.
No, I'm gone 72 now, you know.
But you keep very fit because you walk a lot, don't you?
I do, yeah.
What time would you get up in the morning now? What time would you go to bed at night?
Well, I'd be in bed around 11:30.
Yeah.
And I get up in the morning, I go to 8 o'clock mass every morning.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you? Is your faith very important, sure?
Well, it is, yeah. Yeah. Even if I knew where, you know, I asked the landlady, where is the church in the morning?
Yeah.
But as I say, you know, the new man coming in, he'll have to make changes.
Mm-hmm. He will, yeah.
He'll have to bring on a few young fellas, There's under-21s there, plenty under-21s there, try them out in the league,
Yeah. You go to all the All-Ireland finals and you were at the hurling final yesterday. Now it was a draw between Kilkenny and Galway.
Yeah. And I'm going the next day again.
Are you? Yeah. Yeah. You have no trouble getting tickets?
No, I was in the lower tier of the Hawkins stand yesterday. No.
Oh, good stuff.
Yeah. Well, a good friend of mine, a good friend of yours, got a ticket from me.
Yeah.
Marty Morris.
Oh, Marty Morris.
Yeah, you know Marty yourself. Yeah. Marty got a ticket from me.
Oh, good. He looks nice man.
Oh, a nice man. Oh.
Yeah.
And the man he got the ticket off of said he'd have one the next year for me again.
Did he? Brilliant.
And I'm going to the Mayo and the New York final.
Are you?
I'm hoping that Mayo will win it.
Yeah. Fair play to you. Come here, Leo. It was great talking to you.
Yeah.
And you listen to Tellers Talk every Monday night?
Every Monday night. Never miss it.
Why do you like it so much?
Well, it's a great programme, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. 2 years ago, when I opened my sister's at Christmas, they got it in the laptop. I got it in the laptop,
Radio Kerry is important, sure.
Oh, it is. And hopefully it'll keep going for a good many years to come.
Well, man, Leo, come here, Leo. You're a great man. Yeah. You're a great Kerry man. And thanks for talking to me.
Yeah, thank you, Michael.